Dr. Tony Evans says we can walk with God just like the men and women we read about in the Bible, but only if we're up for where that walk may lead us. He'll explain today as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Now, walking assumes something. If you are a walker, you probably don't walk with somebody you don't like because you're not in harmony with them. So it would be an uncomfortable walk because there's no relationship. Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they be in agreement? In other words, it's hard to walk with folk you're in conflict with. So to walk with God involves agreeing with him. If you're disagreeing with God, it's hard for him and you to hang out together because you're not on the same page. You're not walking with each other. You're like on two different sides of the street. So to walk with God means, God, I agree with who you are. I agree with where you're going. Let me stroll with you. If you're disagreeing with God, you cannot at the same time be walking with him. So it assumes an agreement with God because he is spirit and you are relating to him spiritually, therefore walking in the spirit. You are including him on all the aspects of your life. He is now not a stranger that you occasionally go out with. He is somebody that you go on a daily walk with because you're walking with him as a continuous way of life. That means that there is harmony and agreement and a shared spiritual perspective.
Discover how different your life can be when you start seeing the world God's way. Check with us for details on Dr. Evans' 2-volume series, Heroes of the Faith, when you visit us online at tonyevans.org. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.